Want to be able to purchase specialty items like jewelry, home goods, and collectibles in one store? Now you have the option of shopping in Livingston or coming soon in Cookeville with the opening of their new Cookeville location. We welcome Kate Pritchett and Jennifer Officer of Keaton's Place to the studio this morning. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Mother-daughter duo, yes. Which is probably pretty unique. Yeah. Do you feel like it is?
I feel like it is.
Okay, yeah,
we hear a lot of mother-daughter say we could never do that.
But we do hear that a lot.
No, it's good.
Yeah. So Keaton's Place is currently a boutique on the Livingston Square. Mm-hmm. When did you open?
I opened Keaton Place in 2017.
And what was the goal, the mission, the drive to open a boutique on the square?
Opening a small business, owning my own business had always been on my bucket list of things that I wanted to do with zero experience in retail or any of those kind of things. I don't know what made me think it was a good idea, but thankfully I was looking for a transition in life and had heard about the opportunity to rent a space on the square. And my husband actually was the one who said, you should do it. And I kind of looked at him like he was crazy. He is the...
It's so not like him.
No, it's not. No. And he is the finance and banking guy behind... all those kind of decisions.
Which usually they're a little bit more conservative. Let's take the risk.
Very mm-hmm. much so. And so when he said you should do it, I kind of looked at him like he was crazy. But 2 months later, we did. And
did you bring Kate in right away or how did that?
So Kate was actually still in high school when I did that.
Yeah.
And she gratefully said she would help me with social media. It wasn't mm-hmm. really something I had any expertise in, and at the time she felt like she was going to do marketing. She was working mm-hmm. in the hockey
sports marketing
industry a little bit, and so she came on just one day a week so I could have a day off and then to shoot
just
some pictures
hourly
yes
pay.
yes 100% and I don't know that I thought at the time it would be something that she would stick around for. She loved sports marketing, and I kind of thought...
And hockey is not big in,
right.
in Cookeville, at least.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I was doing an internship in Nashville and covering hockey, SEC, Preds, all of it, and just decided I liked retail more. I liked the quick turnover of seasons and always changing and trend forecasting and all of that more than I did just constantly sports all the time. And it took something I loved, which was hockey, and made it work. So I think over time, and then with COVID, I just mm-hmm. kind of became more of a permanent worker there, and then eventually buyer, then eventually marketing, and now co-owner. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, over the years, it's just definitely become more part of my life. I don't think we ever expected that, but
no, I didn't.
I love it. I love it. So
I didn't. And honestly, when we started, I mean, the growth that our business has seen, when we started, it really couldn't have supported a salaried position, that kind of thing. And so mm-hmm. it's been...
Well, and as mom, I think sometimes it's like, well, I don't want to be responsible
absolutely.
For your income.
And absolutely. Like, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just making sure that your relationship mm-hmm. is intact. You know, do you have boundaries and rules
no.
of business? That
we have no personal space.
No boundaries.
No, I think we're both really good at knowing which lane is whose. I certainly don't. I don't even have the password to our social media accounts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't do any of that. That's her gifting. She's amazing at it. Why mm-hmm. would I want to interfere?
Yeah.
So I think we are good at knowing each other's lanes mm-hmm. and then the areas where we do cross over, which is a lot of buying, especially picking inventory. I feel mm-hmm. like we're pretty good at knowing, oh, she really wants this. So we, I need to trust her judgment on that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pick at each other too much.
Do you think there was a moment where you kind of realized, looked at her not just as the kid, the daughter, but, oh, this is cute, you're helping out with social media, mm-hmm. to, oh, she could be a co-owner here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there was, or was that just, it just happened transitionally? And
I do think there was some transitional aspect of that. I will say we were at market one time, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I remember her saying, as we're buying, we need to think about collections and not just, let's just buy a bunch of random stuff, but really having a focus. And I think for me, that was a light bulb moment for the business and also for her personally to mm-hmm. think this is not just something she's doing to fill her time. This is something she's really good at, and she's very passionate about it. And so, yeah, I think for me at that time, I thought, oh, well, this could keep going.
Yeah.
And not just be kind of a temporary until she moves on to, you know, her big girl job.
Mm-hmm. And Kate, when did you, was there a moment for you where you thought, oh, I could, this could be my career. Yeah. I could have, this could be my big girl job. And not, what was the moment for you?
I think just watching mom try and do it by herself and knowing like, wait, we could do it this way and do what we're doing and do it better and really watch this thing grow. I love marketing, always have. And so I think I just naturally wanted to come in and fix it and do mm-hmm. And do it well and mm-hmm. make it better. And then when I kind of decided I didn't want to move to Nashville and all that, then like, let's step in, let's see what can happen if we try doing things this way versus this way, which is when, like you said, mm-hmm. we shifted to the collections aspect and the online store and mm-hmm. doing all of that.
Yeah, I building think a just, website.
And... Yeah, took it to the next level versus just like, oh, we're just going to kind of, you know, keep a little mm-hmm. low stock and manage this thing versus, yeah, the it clicked in my brain we could really do it a different way mm-hmm. and see a lot of success. So, mm-hmm.
if you're just joining us, we have the owners of Keaton's Place in today, Kate and Jennifer, mother, daughter, co-owners of Keaton's Place in Livingston currently. Did you, you grew up in Livingston, you're from this area. Mm-hmm. And so did you feel, sometimes you kind of feel like going back home, you know, you're living in Nashville, working for the Predators, mm-hmm. like people know what that is, who mm-hmm. that is. Was there ever a bit of like, oh, this is a struggle for me to, or was it your passion project and you're like, I get to go do this? And
yeah, I don't think it was ever a struggle for me. I think it was more so the fear of, is this sustainable? Can mm-hmm. I make a living off of this? Mm-hmm. Do I put all my eggs in this basket where it's small business? It's very mm-hmm. uncertain. There's a lot of uncertainty in the future mm-hmm. and every week, every month looks different. And mm-hmm. so in money wise and cash flow wise. And so it's like, do I really build my life on this or do I do something a little bit more stable and a little bit more traditional? Never like, oh, I'm just in Livingston. I love Livingston and I lived in Cookeville all through college and stuff. And so I'm very connected to this area. I love this area. It's not that. It's just, oh my goodness, do I really want to be a small business owner at 24? What's insurance look like? What does my life look like? What does bills look like? And now, thankfully, we don't have to worry about that stuff as much anymore. But yeah, it was definitely a hesitation with being a small business owner.
Well, and I'm sure either way, you know, you said you were married or are married and you had a second income. So that it's a little bit less risky to start a business in the first place. But if you were working before that, it still is scary. Mm-hmm. There's months of not very much income. And like mm-hmm. you said, you weren't able to afford another full-time mm-hmm. salary. And so how has that transition been for you as you know, a grown adult starting a business with just a passion?
Sure. I have always only worked part-time, was in a position where that was afforded to me. I'm so grateful that I could do that and be Sam and Kate's mom. As a full-time position and then work part-time. And we did depend on a part-time income. It did supplement when you're a family of four, every little bit helps. So I think it did take some of the pressure off of me. I think I probably replaced all of that pressure with my own internal desire for success.
Yeah.
No, we weren't paying our, you know, home mortgage or electric bill based on what I did or didn't do at Keaton Place, but my own interpersonal, this has to be great.
Well, and you don't want to, you know, at that point, your kids are getting older. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking at a different phase of life yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you don't want to go burn through all that you've built in your own life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you take that risk and you go out and start a business. Mm-hmm. It is scary no matter whether that you have to, you know, have your income or you're just burning through
Absolutely.
Savings. Either way, it's
Absolutely.
Scary.
Yeah, there's we have funny stories about me and mental breakdowns regarding like purchasing. And I remember the very first order that I wrote with a really good rep who became a good friend of ours, and it was for $1,000. And I cried for hours because I had made this $1,000 order. Mm-hmm. We were at market not too many weeks later after that. And, you know, I was like stressing about an $800 order mm-hmm. and just all those. I mean, they matter.
Yeah.
And I still am that hyper obsessed about it, but also I don't have as many mental breakdowns.
And you said, you know, you working part time and you were really focused mm-hmm. on being the mom. You're not, entrepreneurship is not part time.
It is not. No. There's not one.
I feel like
thing.
It's almost over full time.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah. No, that's, I think we had to work through some of those issues with ourselves, just saying when we can take a day off, we have to because we just don't do it very often. Mm-hmm. And then there's certain times a year where we don't do it at all. We're working 6 and 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And so, there's definitely developing some healthy boundaries.
Well, and that's always a struggle, especially in the retail industry. Mm-hmm. You know, holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, those holidays mm-hmm. are stuff that a lot of people want, love, that, oh, I have the flexibility because I can be home with my mm-hmm. family. That is not the case for y'all.
No.
And has that been a tough adjustment? I mean, you probably, Kate, were in the store and involved even during, you know, when you weren't full time.
Yeah. And Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, it's just, that's a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
She also happens to have a birthday right at that same time.
My birthday some years is Black Friday, but it's okay. I think that September to the end of the year stretch is really where it'll make or break mm-hmm. you. Either you can do this or you can't.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote that you should just celebrate your half birthday.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, probably true. I do think having it be a family business, one of the perks of that is that we're all involved. And mm-hmm. so I don't think it takes away from our family as much during that time of year. It's just different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're all at the store together. Maybe we're not going ice skating or whatever, but we are all together.
Well, and I think that is, you know, with a family run business, that's what you're going to get is mm-hmm. that it looks a little different. It's not, maybe not mm-hmm. how I would spend my holiday together, mm-hmm. but it's what's normal for you. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. More on the way from Kate and Jennifer. Welcome back. This morning, we're talking to Kate Pritchett and Jennifer Officer, the owners of Keaton Place in Livingston, soon to be a Cookeville location. Tell me what sets you, I know as a consumer, what I think sets you apart, but what do you think sets you apart as there are a lot of boutiques, especially in Cookeville, mm-hmm. a lot of boutiques. Mm-hmm. So to take that risk to say, let's open a new place, and it's a new building, completely new mm-hmm. building. Mm-hmm. Tell me what sets you apart, and we'll talk about that decision in a second. But
I think what sets us apart is we are very collection-based. We like to have a moment for every season, every holiday, whether it's 4th of July or game day. Obviously, Christmas is our biggest one. But we're very seasonal focused, but also really try and supplement that with really great gift lines, well-known brands, where you know you can come all the time to get that. It's fun, it's youthful, mm-hmm. nothing too serious, colorful, bright. Mm-hmm. And I do think that's something that Cookeville doesn't have right now, and I think we're excited to bring that, just the fun aspect and very youthful, modern, a little bit more funky and different.
Does it take a lot for you to make sure that, kind of watching the other boutiques and what they're doing, and make sure that you kind of stand out mm-hmm. and do your own thing? Mm-hmm. You know, part of that, you do kind of have to do some recon a little bit and see what other people are mm-hmm. doing just to make sure that you're not doing the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of brands that could fit into other stores, sure. mm-hmm. But kind of, and I think part of it is merchandising mm-hmm. is the store, the way you merchandise mm-hmm. your store is very, you can see yourself sitting at this dining room table with, you know, these serving dishes. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think you guys have is like very themed serving mm-hmm. ware for parties or holidays and mm-hmm. whatnot. How does that, you know, how do you kind of take what other people are doing and make sure you kind of stay in your lane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just staying on top of what following other people on social media and supporting them. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's working for you, what's doing really well for you, and I'm going to stay away from that totally. And there's things like the Stanley Cups. Everyone's going to have their own brand of mm-hmm. it. It's fine. There's can be crossover there with things like that. But otherwise, just staying true to who we are. I try not to worry too much about what other people are doing and what's doing well for them besides just not doing that. Mm-hmm. I think the store is totally a reflection of us. We don't buy it if we don't like it. Mm-hmm. And that's just natural. That's not something I think we really have to plan for, would you say?
No, I think, just knowing what who we are, mm-hmm. and making sure that we stay true to that. Almost running everything through kind of a mesh, you know, strainer, if you will, to say, you know, yeah, that's cute, but that doesn't fit us.
Did you start with, you know, in 2017, did you start with who Keaton Place was and knew it and stayed on that? Or have you evolved over time of like, okay, now I really know mm-hmm. who we are, who our mm-hmm. customers are?
I think I've always been a geek about goals and mission statements and things like that. And so I remember sitting down when I thought that I was going to do this and writing out the name of the store, and I wanted a tagline, and I wanted it to focus me on the store and who it was going to be. And so I came up with "For you, your home and sharing," because for me it was, if you wanted to come in and buy yourself a treat, mm-hmm. if you needed something for your home, or if you needed a gift. And so I think from the very get-go for me, that has been a driving force behind the products that we carried. I think the types of products that we have carried has evolved as we've developed confidence in our own selves. I think initially I depended on a lot of trending items, trending types of materials, things like that. What were reps saying that we should buy? Those kind of things. And I feel like as we've evolved, we've been able mm-hmm. to more say, yeah, that's really cute, or that might fit so-and-so, but it's not our style and it's not for us. Mm-hmm. But I think staying true to that, you know, we want someone to be able to come in and get something for themselves, something for their home, or something for a gift.
Do you think you grew up, you had a home, and as you've evolved and grown up, Kate, as well, having kind of that very, all the decorations in your home and the mm-hmm. servingware, and are you a hostess, like that traditional Southern hostess? Do you think, because I think that's what the feel is mm-hmm. a bit, do you think you've always kind of been like that, or the store has helped you become that?
I think I've always been like that. I think that's my mom and my grandmother. One of my greatest memories with the two of them is they had a luncheon every December, the first Wednesday of December, for all of their friends. And they would decorate my mom's house and prepare the food. And there were times there was, you know, 100 or more people that would come yeah. to my mom's house mm-hmm. for this luncheon. Kate ended mm-hmm. up helping us with that for many years. And it was the four of us who did it. And so, yeah, I think that everything that I know about doing things for your home or doing things for others came from the two of them.
We're talking to the owners of Keaton Place, Kate and Jennifer, today. One of the things I think that really stands out about the shop is the merchandising that you, like I said, you can walk in and you can see yourself sitting at a table with this serving dish, or you can see yourself, you know, carrying this bag or this cup. Who kind of has that aspect of knowing how to set things up so that people can put themselves in that?
That is 100% Kate. Kate is the guru of table design and shelf design.
Oh, but I think it takes both of us. Mm. I do. I think we both do it. We do. And then the window displays, I think we're really known for having like over the top handmade window displays, and that's largely mom. Mm.
And you mentioned Christmas. Christmas is a huge, I mean, the yeah. windows displays, you have a kickoff to Christmas mm-hmm. at the beginning of November. Yep. Has that always been the case, or is that something that's evolved over time of like, you're the Christmas store in town?
Funny enough, the first Christmas, I don't know why I thought this was a good idea, but I thought we could close at 5 o'clock on, I don't even remember what day of the week it was at the time, sure.
Maybe Wednesday.
And turn the entire store over to Christmas in one night. And reopen the next day with Christmas. And we did that for a couple of years mm-hmm. and almost lost our minds. And so that yeah. has definitely changed too. But at the time, I think, you know, we look back and we put like a little red painted bicycle in the window with a little package wrapped on mm-hmm. the back of mm-hmm. it. And that was a window display.
Yeah.
And so that has changed
a lot.
And
you have 4 major windows?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
And outside and nowadays.
We always do something outside. Plus the inside props and
merchandising.
Yeah. So now it's turned into more of a 1 week kind of project.
Do you close the store down for one whole week?
We mm-hmm. do.
We have to. Yes. There is no way. It's just, we have to tear everything apart. Mm-hmm. It has to get really bad before it gets beautiful.
It is intensely.
It is scary.
It is
scary.
But is it, are you, you're, you keep doing it. So do you do it because you choose to do it, or do you do it because you don't think there's any other option at this point?
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. I love it. Like we just sit in the floor and eat guacamole and then get up and work until, well, I'll go until midnight or one in the morning. You kind of tap out a little sooner. Naps on the couch, on the floor, and friends and family just jumping in and bringing whatever snacks and coffees and Celsius. And
I think it's a lot of fun. I think for me, the most stressful part is making a decision about what our color scheme and our theme and things like that, what that's going to be. And then once we've kind of got that, and that allows me the freedom to enjoy it a little bit more. I think every year you think, how are we going to do more than we did last year? How is it going to be better than it was last year? Because that's always what I want, is for it to be better.
Well, and I'm guessing at this point it's become iconic. And so your customers keep you going. They keep, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're thinking, okay, next week when these, you know, it's almost like a kid on Christmas, but it's adults coming into your shop for Christmas.
Yeah, people are so kind and complimentary, and yeah,
makes
that
it worth it.
That definitely makes it worth it. Also, the cash register ringing definitely makes it worth it as well. So,
more to come with Kate and Jennifer. Welcome back. We have Kate and Jennifer, owners of Keaton Place in Livingston on the Square, soon to be a Cookeville location. So tell me about the decision to open a second location in Cookeville.
Oh, gosh. It was kind of something I think on our radar for a few years now. But obviously, the real estate is very different in Cookeville, and that's scary, the price difference and everything like that. Just what the right spot would look like, what that would look like for us, and am I staying here? Am I leaving? You know, all of those things. So, but it's been on the radar for a few years, but just no property ever really clicked. Nothing ever, we would look, it'd be too expensive, would be in the wrong location, would just not feel right. And then I guess in January or February this year, that kind of switched. We were approached, Rosalind Ware from Legacy Home. She had posted that she was going to have a space open on 10th Street this fall. And it's not uncommon for me to reach out to those, and I just give me the information, and then, you know, me and mom will talk and we'll see. And so I just kind of figured I'll just put it out there and see what she says. And that week was a hard week in our family. We had a grandfather pass away. My dad had a surgery, and just couldn't get with Rosalind. Me and her just played phone tag all week and never heard from her again. Just assumed she had filled the space. You know, retail and commercial space fills up really quick around here. So didn't really think much of it. And then what would it have been, Mom? Like 3 weeks later?
Yeah.
3 weeks later, Rosalind reached back out and just said, I would love to talk to you. I think you guys would be a great fit. And I said, oh gosh, okay, well, I kind of just assumed it had been filled, but yes, let's talk. And we got on a conference call, me, Mom, and Rosalind, on like a Thursday or Friday.
I think it was on a Thursday.
Thursday or Friday, yeah. And then took all the numbers to my dad, our math and accounting guy, and Mom called me, gosh, it would have been that Monday, that next Monday, and said, your dad's ready to talk. You know, like when dad's ready to talk, we all show up, because he's not the biggest talker. And so I show up and we talk, and we called Rosalind and gave her the yes. So it was fast, but
it was fast.
Just the space feels right, and all of it feels, the timing and everything is, I think, the right time for us.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I think one of the things for us is we were looking, one of the things that we love about Livingston is the feel of a community, and and lots of shopping spaces there together where people can come and walk and enjoy. And I think that that's what had not felt right to us yet in Cookeville. And so for what the Wares were doing with the property on 10th Street, having a coffee shop and a couple of shopping areas and a little green space, and just to hear her heart for the community made us feel like this would be a spot where we wouldn't feel isolated. And we would feel like we had a partnership with other businesses. I mean, I feel like Cookeville feels like home to both of us as much as Livingston does. So we just wanted it to continue to have that feeling that it wasn't just we're throwing it up somewhere in a strip mall or something.
Whatever's available.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's the nice thing when you are patient. You can say, this is where I'm going, but I don't exactly you don't have to rush into anything. Mm-hmm. So the building is, there's going to be multiple businesses in one area. Mm-hmm. It's a new build out. So mm-hmm. Was it just an empty lot?
No, I think it was a home that they tore down.
And some trees and things that they cleared out.
And then they're in the process of building. How has that been for you guys to go through and probably get to design some things? And
yeah, it's so different than being in a historic building in Livingston. It's very different and very intimidating and scary. And I'm really bad with like measurements and spatial awareness. And so until we could walk through the building, I think I was like, I have no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. So it's been different, but Roslyn and Ray have just handled everything. And
their decisions. What's the space compared to, is it the bigger, smaller?
It's about the same size.
It's just not where it's not a historic building. It's not, our store right now is kind of all broken up and a little funky and fun, mm-hmm. but this is just one big giant space, which at first was like, oh my goodness, but it's
I may have cried when we saw it for the first time and I thought, how in the world are we going to fill all of this space? It felt a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, we run a whole, you know, historic electric work and things like that. You know, you're running a whole room off of one plug versus getting to say, yes, we would like plugs in the floor. You know, we would like a plug here. We would like, that's definitely been different.
I'm so excited. I think that's going to be really exciting. And the plan is for mid-October, which, you know, I've been involved in some construction. You just never know.
You don't.
We're going to say check social media for updates on that. One of the things you've mentioned being on the square in Livingston, I think that it has grown. And mm-hmm. I'm sure since 2017, the tourism and the life of mm-hmm. the Livingston area, the park, the amphitheater, mm-hmm. the concert mm-hmm. series, there's a lot more walkability. Mm-hmm. There's some great restaurants.
Yeah.
How has that, you know, the evolution of where you're at on the square, how has that been for you?
I think that for me watching it from 2017 and then, of course, putting a pandemic in the middle of that as well, I just feel like the people who own businesses who are succeeding on the square are such hard workers, many of them female, and they are doing such great things in their stores, and it has just become noticeable, mm-hmm. I think, to people. And mm-hmm. obviously there's been some marketing by the Chamber of Commerce and by the city and each individual business to really get that word out to people. And I think post-pandemic, we saw a lot of people who were looking for a small town where mm-hmm. they could come and stay in an Airbnb and park and walk around and just have that more of a small town experience versus a mall mm-hmm. experience. And I think that the stores that were already there were just primed for that to happen mm-hmm. and really saw that it could be a place for
Do you realize that you're part of that, like, you're kind of the OG on the square that you get to, you know, I was saying in our commercial break, there's a athleisure store now mm-hmm. that we don't even have something like that in Cookeville. And you because you all, high tides raise all ships.
Absolutely.
And so you've been able to be the staple of a really curated, great, nice gifts or a treat for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then other higher end stores are able to open in the mm-hmm. area as well.
I do think when one of us does well, we all do well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there's been, I mean, if you look at the Etheridge family who have owned Overton Department Store, the E.B. Gray family, you know, there's been some staple stores in Livingston for decades and decades.
50, 100 years.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm grateful that we got to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is next for Keaton Place? I know it's like in the middle of trying to do a new building. Where do you see in 5, 10 years?
Oh, gosh.
I hope. Two successful businesses. Mm-hmm. It took us a long time to make this jump. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to jump like the next one and the next one.
No.
I hope two are just running smoothly. And mm-hmm. I don't want to get too big for our britches mm-hmm. and grow too fast either. So, I think that's great. We also have an Airbnb property that's off the market right now, but hopefully by then we'll be back on. And that was a fun extension of what we do too. So, yeah. Maybe doing that again. I think just that. Yeah.
I think just getting an opportunity to be just a place where people feel joy,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's the people who have become, I mean, we're blessed to have some ladies who work with us who are incredible and have become best friends and family, and just continuing to get to do that for other people, to mm-hmm. provide a place, to provide jobs and a place for young women, especially to be a part of the business community and learn that. And then also just providing such great, it's so important to us to have good customer service.
Well, I was just going to say, was that a surprising addition to things as your relationship with your customers? I think people just, they know what they can get. They know the little added touches. Mm-hmm. You were saying that your mother paints the gift mm-hmm. bags that mm-hmm. are when people are giving gifts. You know, I think, was that an added bonus that you weren't expecting?
100%. Yeah, I don't think I would have thought that people who came to shop would become best friends.
That you'd know about their families and, oh, this is a gift for your sister.
Absolutely.
How's she doing? How's the kid?
Invited to my wedding, bringing me wedding gifts.
Absolutely. No, I did not see that aspect of it, but I'm so, so grateful. It has really expanded, probably more so mine than Kate's because of the generational difference between us, but it's expanded the type of people who I have in my life. And mm-hmm. that has been just a revelation for me to get to know mm-hmm. so many different people. And
well, I'm sure Kate too, you probably weren't thinking at 24 years old, you would be helping people pick out big presents for their grandbabies.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, that's just not necessarily. So how can people follow you on Instagram? One of your things you said, you have an online store. And so, you know, curating a beautiful Instagram is part of the brand of Keaton Place.
Yes. Our Instagram is Keaton Place TN. And I do all of that. So you have to see me and hear me more on there. But
you're starting to do football season.
Yes, we're getting into game day. We'll do Halloween. We'll do fall. Some really fun seasons there. And then, of course, Christmas will be coming early November and late October for Cookeville. So it's going to be a crazy time for us and hopefully lots of good things to come.
One of the things I would say is if you're looking for a unique gift for somebody that you just don't know what it is, go wander around the store.
Yeah.
I think you could find something that, you know, there were Taylor Swift pens that I picked up at Christmas time that I wouldn't have said, oh, I need a Taylor Swift, but it was mm-hmm. like, oh, I know this person would really love
mm-hmm.
this. And so that's kind of, you know, the ideal customer, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And where can people find your current location and then your new location?
Yeah, so our current location is on the square in Livingston. It is on the corner, the only one with a black and white striped awning. And then our Cookeville location is going to be on 10th Street, close to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably better at explaining
it. I've been telling everybody it's
at 10th and Washington.
Yes, I mean, next to the daycare that has been there, the sunny,
a little down from Pelican.
Can people find can we expect the black and white awning in Cookeville location as well?
No awning at the Cookeville location. No, if you go by right now, though, you'll see the gorgeous stone that Roslyn and Ray picked out. Yeah. It's stunning.
I think that's one of the fun things about doing the two locations is the historic downtown feel of Livingston is going to be completely different from the feel of what we're going to have
a brand new build.
Right. Even though it's going to be, you know, mostly similar products, I think it's fun to be able to think of it from a perspective of
the experience mm-hmm. and the,
yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today, ladies. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.